this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Daybreakers. Way in the future, almost everyone is a vampire, and all the humans who are left are being hunted for their blood. Then Ethan Hawke, well, he's recruited to help save the whole human race.
We're talking about the extinction of the human race.
If a blood substitute is not found immediately, this will have to all of us.
A substitute will replace our need for a human supply.
There will always be those who are willing to pay extra for the real thing.
And the vampire movies, they just keep on coming, but this is definitely no New Moon. This one looks pretty intense, creepy, dark, and of course, very bloody. They don't seem to be your more civilized vampire types that sit around and drink blood out of wine glasses, you know, like in the TV show Moonlight. But then again, they don't look like the just tear everyone into tiny bits and spray blood all over the place kind of vampires like in the movie 30 Days of Night. But who knows for sure, because they did not show us this movie, which means they're probably counting on those of you out there that are vampire fans, or actual vampires, to go spend the money to see this movie. For me, though, I'll probably skip this one. My guess is there are going to be a lot more vampire movies this year to see. Now to the first romantic comedy of the year, it's Leap Year, starring Amy Adams. She's found out that the tradition in Ireland on Leap Day is for the girl to ask the guy to marry her, and since her boyfriend isn't popping the question, she heads to Dublin to do it herself, and nothing goes as planned.
It is Leap Year, you know. In Ireland, a woman can propose to a man on the 29th of February.
Dad, I'm not going to Dublin. I'm going to propose to my boyfriend on Leap Day.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I thought, woo!
Woo! That's the stupidest thing I've ever had.
So this is pretty much the old girl likes boy, boy doesn't totally appreciate the girl, then the new cute boy catches the girl's attention, and the original boy has absolutely no idea what hit him. You know, that kind of a movie. So yeah, your typical romantic comedy stuff, and Amy Adams, she does a pretty good job in movies like this. Not that I'm saying that this movie's gonna make a ton of money, though. In fact, if they really wanted to make some money in this movie, they would sell the hairspray and the shoes that she wears in this. She walks halfway across Ireland, in the rain, in high heels, and her hair always looks bouncy and cute, and her feet never hurt. Us girls would pay huge bucks for that. So just like any normal January, you can't expect much more than okay movies to hit theaters, and that's just what this one is. So in a movie night traffic light, Leap Year is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.